I won't get full of myself. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis. Joining me in the Zoom room to promote the upcoming release of The Kinks, The Journey, Part 3, please welcome legendary guitarist of The Kinks, Mr. Dave Davies. How you doing, Dave?
How are you? I'm fine, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, good.
You look good, you sound good.
Thanks.
So, Dave, my first question is, it's 2025. Is the Kinks journey over, or can us hardcore fans expect new music in the future?
I think it's never over until it's over, really. I mean, we keep that in balance, I think. You know, there's so much stuff that we haven't finished that could be... Maybe it could be, maybe not. So that's no, we could do more. But
all right, well,
but this is a great album to finish on. We don't say that yet.
Yes, The Journey Part 3. It is coming out on July 11th on all formats, including vinyl. Contains 28 tracks, including 16 unreleased live tracks recorded in 1993 at the Royal Albert Hall for the Phobia Tour.
That's right.
Well, baby, I feel good.
So now, when you listen to those tracks, when they were putting the album together, how do you rate that show?
Oh, man, I think as the years go on, the technology gets better and better and better. And I think the album really, stands the test of time, I think. And I like to think that it sounds really good. I think it sounds great.
Definitely, you're not ready for this yet. I think I'm sophisticated because I'm living my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me, everybody's multiplying and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in the cages in the zoo, man. Because compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. Yeah. I think I'm so educated. I'm a strict vegetarian. And with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politician, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore. I met my baby.
Yeah, I've been listening to it for the past couple weeks because people sent it to me. And I like that part where Ray surprises you and you do a quick minute and a half version of Death of a Clown. Pretty cool.
I said I'd never do this for him. I want to surprise Dave. No rehearsal. He hasn't done this one for, I think, 10 years.
Crack.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't heard that. I didn't, you know, really, until then. And so it's quite an event.
Yeah, I mean, it did sound like it was a surprise on the recording, too. So,
yeah, it did. Yeah.
Now, I want people to know that Dave Davies is most known with being in the Kinks, but Dave has also released 8 solo studio albums from 1980's FL1-3603. To 2017's Open Road with your son Russ.
It's not where we're going. It's not where you've been. Or how much money you made. It's how we have lived. In my heart, I am just a boy. Just a boy. Just a boy. Worn out shoes, playing the blues on my harmony guitar. With rusty strings, blisters on my fingers, playing in that old schoolyard.
Yes, that's right. I've got a couple of albums out with Open Road, and I am also selling art online, and I've recently had an art show in New Jersey, and I'm still doing stuff.
Yeah, that's great. That keeps you young, keeps you living.
Yeah, it does.
Now, the album Open Road, I really like the song called Don't Want to Grow Up. Yeah, in that song you sing about old school friends. Do you still have old school friends?
Well, yeah, yes and no, really. When you go through a song like that, you tend to think of old school friends. They always come to mind, and things that you might have done and things that you want to do. And yeah, I think it reminds you of very many things in that when you think about it. But I mean, I enjoyed making an album. I enjoyed it very much. And it's great working with Russ because he's so good at landscaping piece. And he's great to work with. If I forget something, he always reminds me.
Let me ask you this. This is kind of a fun one. Who's easier to work with, Russ or Ray?
Oh, wow. Don't tell him, but I'm Russ by Mar.
So do you and Russ?
Doesn't mean to say that it's not good to work with him.
Certainly. Certainly.
You know, it's tempered by mood. Yeah, a lot of it. And like, maybe we wouldn't have had the amount of success with the albums if it had been any different. You can't, you know. Yeah. It's hard to quantify or measure.
That's true. Do you and Russ have your next collaboration planned?
No, not yet. But we are kind of always thinking about it. I find that it's always good to keep your options open. I always find it it's more creative to keep your options open.
Absolutely. Keeps the juices flowing.
Yeah, it keeps you feeling like you're doing it, you know?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, folks. Pat Francis here from the Rock Solid Podcast. I want to talk to you a little bit about U-Turn Audio. Let me tell you something. I own a couple of these Orbit turntables. Brilliant sound, simple design, pure analog experience. They come in a multitude of colors. They look cool. They sound even better. You got to get one of these.
And if you're thinking about upgrading your system like I did, there's many accessories and cartridges to choose from on the U-Turn website. I just added a Q-lever arm to my Orbit turntable, and I upgraded my cartridge to the Ortofon 2M Blue, and it sounds amazing. Look, everything you need to know can be found at uturnaudio.com. They've got turntables, speakers, accessories, replacement parts, and cartridges. So for all your turntable needs, that's where to go. uturnaudio.com.
Now back to the show.
I got to see you perform solo at the Roxy in Los Angeles on Valentine's Day 2018.
Wow, good.
All that they hand me down, they make all the smoke go where I'm from. And I'm not gonna take it all right down, cause once I get started, I'm going to town. And then I'm not telling everybody else. And then I'm not telling everybody else. And then I'm not telling everybody else. And then I'm not telling everybody else.
And that was a great show. Right at the end of the set, I came up to the front of the stage and got you to, you signed a couple things from stage for me.
Oh,
and I appreciate
good.
That. And
good.
I was there with my friend Mario, who is a huge Star Wars fan. And to our great surprise, Mark Hamill was in the crowd.
Yeah, of course. Mark's a great supporter of the Kinks. And he was always had been. And Mark's a very funny guy. He's very fun. And yeah, we had a great time. We had a great night. Good night.
That was a rocking show.
Yeah, it was good.
Going back to the Journey Part 3, Disc 1 includes a song from an underrated Kinks album for me, Living on a Thin Line, written and sung by you.
All the stories have been told of kings in days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies we were told, all the lives of the people running round, their castles are burned. Oh, I see change, but inside we're the same as we ever were.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised to be even used it, because I was going to, whenever I wrote a song, I was thinking of the Kinks.
Mm-hmm.
But Ray said, no, go ahead, you do it, it's your song. And it stood well in the scheme of things. And it does have a distinct flavor to that song.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. I'm so glad that was included. Here's some Kinks trivia for people. The very first Kinks album that came out in 1964, you sang the lead on the first track on the first album, Beautiful Delilah.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We didn't know what we were doing. We had two or three, you know, fairly good tries at putting some stuff together, and it was okay. But we didn't know what we were doing. And then in a moment of madness, and I thought the amplifier, chopping it up, and said, why not try it? See what happens. And yeah. Ray had a great riff. He wrote Scraver on the piano. And it was just one of those magical times that happened. And that happened, and that was it.
Yeah, and here we are right now, all these years later. It's still going.
Yeah. Hey.
In your opinion, Dave, what was the first Kinks album that you felt marked a turning point for the band musically?
Oh man, let me have a look at my notes.
I know there's
a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
I think Do It Again, I think, was a really great song. I think it was to stand to test of time, and I do like that. But you know, it's so many Come Dance.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait.
in the hallway in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week.
Wow, so much.
Destroyer. So many great songs.
Destroyer is funny. That's got humor.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control. Girl, I want you here with me. But I'm really not as cool as I'd like to be. Cause there's a red under my bed. And there's a little yellow man in my head. And there's a true blue inside of me. That keeps stopping me, touching you, watching you, loving you. Paranoia, the destroyer. Paranoia, the destroyer. Well, I fell asleep, then I woke.
You know, I think with the McKing stuff, it's the humor that keeps it a lot going, because a lot of time it can be very down. And is that when we made, what's it called?
Yeah, the videos are funny sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you got to have humor. Without humor, but you've got to be true to the art, though. You've got to be true to your art and mood, and it just got to be very honest, you know. But you gotta have fun.
You gotta have fun. 1966, the album Face to Face. That's one of my favorite Kinks albums, and I love the song. Good. I love the song you sing and co-wrote with Ray. I love Party Line.
Ah, yeah, yeah. That's a funny song. Yeah.
Hello, who's that speaking, please?
It was kind of like the, what happens is that, like, when we try and search for ideas, it's always good to come up with something funny. And me and Ray have often done that when we get stuck. Then, humor. And it's humor that gets the juices flying again. So we're very grateful for that.
And nowadays, people wouldn't even know what a party line is because everyone has a cell phone.
Yeah, we'll explain. Party line is a telephone connection. So it would have been,
It's a landline connection in which two houses are sharing the same line.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I didn't think of that, I forgot. Yeah, you're right.
So you could, because my grandmother had one, that's how I know. And there would be two distinct rings. Like if it was your phone, it would ring one way. And if it was the other house, it would ring another way.
Yeah.
And you weren't supposed to pick up. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. That's right. So watch out, guys. You check out the party. No, but it's very, it's well spotted.
I want to point out another great song that you wrote and sing. It's from 1967, Something Else by the Kinks, and it's Love Me Till the Sun Shines.
Oh, thank you. It's a good song. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like on that album, Something Else by the Kinks, I feel like you were really coming into your own as a songwriter with Death of a Clown and Funny Face.
Well, yeah, that album, it's really, it's defiant and it covers a lot of ground. Yeah.
Yeah,
spotted.
Yeah, a lot of textures on that album. I like it a lot. Let's move into the 70s a little bit. In 1977, you moved to Arista Records, and you guys really become an arena rock band at that point.
I think we got away from the concert period, and I think that Sleepwalking was a turning point for us.
Yeah.
And I think so. Sleepwalker, I think Ray wrote some fantastic songs. Don't tell him I said that.
We don't want his head to get too big. We won't tell him. That period on Arista, that's some of my favorite Kinks albums because I was a teenager at that point.
Wow. What year is it?
77. I was 13. Oh. So very,
Yeah.
But the concept period, I discovered those albums later.
I think a lot of people did. I think people realized it was good after the event. It was
exactly.
That people didn't realize at the time. They went, oh, hang on. Let's play that again. And there's so much stuff in this that was a chance for Ray to really get a lot of stuff out. A lot of information. And it takes time for that stuff to get heard.
Right.
And that when you play it now and you think, hey, hang on, that is good.
Yeah, ahead of its time.
Yeah, I think so.
I've gotta stop faking it. I've gotta start facing it. I'm gonna take my final bow. Then I'm gonna take my place in the crowd. I know I'll get used to it. I've gotta stop acting like a clown.
To what I really am. And yeah. It was very hard at this time, I think.
Yeah, albums like Arthur and Soap Opera.
Arthur's an amazing album.
Yeah.
And it's very serious.
It is.
And it's got great empathy and the feeling of it is immense. And I can say that because having not heard it for a long time and hearing it again, I think, oh, shit, it's good.
Someone has killed some other son today. Head blown up by some soldier's gun. While all the mothers stand and wait. Some other son ain't coming home today. Some other son ain't got no.
When I think about how young you guys were when you made Arthur, I mean, that's kind of amazing. Young people nowadays don't think in the way that you and Ray were thinking back then.
Yeah, well, the thing was is that me and Ray was older than me. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was really young and brash and I was quick and wanted to do everything now, and Ray was more measured, I think, which I learned many, many years later, that it's a good combination because you can't do everything crash, bang, wallop. Although on this album, there are so many great, great songs, new songs and old songs.
Yeah.
And I think that you can benefit a lot by listening to it. You know, it's not one song and then seven other ones. Songs go on and on. Hey, what's that? It was really, I'm trying to explain how it works, but
yeah,
there's a lot of material on this album.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's people out there that don't, if you don't know anything about the Kinks, if you pick up The Journey Part 1, 2, and 3, it's going to give you such a nice, well-rounded look and feel of what the Kinks were about.
I think so. I do think so. It's got, it comes off like that. And it takes a while. You know, yeah. But there's a lot of material on that album.
Yeah.
But it's sure. it's worth the labor of love. It really is.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. We appreciate all that you guys have done. And again, this album, The Kinks, The Journey Part 3, comes out July 11th. Dave, I also want to give a nod to another great song of yours from 1986. The album was Think Visual, and When You Were a Child is a fantastic song.
Oh,
Yeah, thank you very much for mentioning that, because it is a special song for me personally, and for it's a very special time.
I also want to tell people where they can find Dave Davies out there on the internet, davedavies.com, on Twitter and Instagram, at Dave Davies Kinks, and Facebook, it's Dave Davies Official.
Yeah.
Dave, it was a pleasure to talk to you today. Oh. I know we only had you for a short time, and you can't even touch the surface of what your career and legacy has meant to me and many others. I do want to ask one quick question, though. Most people write one autobiography, but you have two. 1997, the book is Kink. In 2023, a book is called Living on a Thin Line. Why did you write two books, and which is the preferred reading for a casual fan?
Well, good question. Well, I've been selling Living on a Thin Line, and I kind of like the flavor of it. I think I prefer it. It's a lot kinder than the other one.
Yeah, kink is a little brash, if I can use that.
Yeah.
But that comes with age.
Yeah, I think that you tend to write with age. You temper the nastiness, if you like.
Yeah.
And I think that Living on Thin Line is great when you get it for the second time. But here it was the second time.
Okay, well then now I understand why you wanted to write two, and I they're both on my shelf, so I.
Hey, good man.
Okay, with that, everybody, this has been Dave Davies of the Kinks. I'm Pat Francis. Dave, you continue to have a great life and a great day, and I hope we hear new music soon. I'll cross my fingers.
Yeah, so do I. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you. Take care, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cinema.